Today, lesson 10 of our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shviyos, and today we begin the third perek. The third perek begins with a discussion which is no longer discussing the pre-Shviyos year, Shishis year, as we basically have been discussing in the first two prokim, but rather during the Shemitah year itself. One of the prohibited activities during the Shviyos year, the seventh year, is Zibul. Zibul means fertilizing the field, taking fertilizer and fertilizing the field. However, late in the year of Shviyos, it is permissible, as we will study, to take out of one's home or one's chotzer, one's private yard, the heaps of zevel, the heaps of animal fertilizer, which is either dung from animals or compost, vegetables, etc., which have rotted and which can now be used as compost, as fertilizer, which has been hanging around the house now for months and months. You want to clear the house out of all this zevel and put it into the field. But if you do that, it either is fertilizing a field, which is not permissible during Shviyos, or it looks like you're fertilizing the field and it's an inyan of marasayan, of doing something which is unseemly, which might bring you to suspicion by others, who might accuse you of fertilizing your field during the seventh year. So under the conditions that we're about to learn, it's permissible to take the zevel out of one's house or chotzer and put it out into the field. At which point in the year of Shviyos is it permissible to do so? So the Mishnah asks, Me'emosai motziin zevolim la'ashpatos. At which point in the year is it permissible to take zevel out of your bayis or chotzer and to put it into the soda, to make a heap of ashpa, a heap of potential fertilizer for the purposes of the eighth year? The eighth year you're going to fertilize your field and you're going to need the zevel to spread it all over the field. So we have various girsos here, but we're going to follow one of them. Misheyifseku ovdei avoda, diver Rab Meir. Rab Meir says, from the point in the time of the year when workers on the field are no longer working, in other words, during the earlier part of the year, in the rainy season and in the earlier spring, the workers are out on the field, normal years, in the first 6 years of the cycle. They're working. They're plowing and they're planting and they're cultivating and they're weeding, etc., etc. When it comes already late spring, early summer, no one's working anymore. There's no plowing to be done. It's not raining. It's not, etc. So there's no longer any ovde avode in the field. From that time on, which is presumably summertime, it's permissible to bring these zivolim out there and heap them out into the field, into ashpatos. Ovdei avoda, divrei Rab Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, not quite that time, but rather misheyivash hamosok, which literally means when the sweet becomes dry. There are many interpretations of what this means. The Rash says that the zevel sweetens the fruit. Not very sweet-smelling zevel, but it sweetens, in a sense, the fruit. So when the zevel is dried, then it's at that point in the year, it's permissible to bring out the zevel and heap them into the grounds. And again, there are other interpretations. The main point is that at that point in time, when the masok is dried out, at that point, no one's working in the field anymore, and it's permissible, even in Shviyos, to heap up zevel into the field. Rabbi Yossi says, a third time of year, mishe yikshor, when the the fertilizer, or perhaps it refers to the ground itself, has become so dry that it looks like knots, it looks like clumps, then it's permissible to, at that point in the year, it's permissible to bring out the heaps of zevel. The Yerushalmi quotes a brisa which says, "Kirovim divreihem lihiyol shovim." These three times, Ovdei Avoda, Yifsiku Ovdei Avoda, Yivash HaMasok, and Sheyikshar, they're all more or less the same time. We're talking about the summertime at a point in time when no one's going to be using the Zevel for that Shvius anymore. It's a summertime. Planting and plowing, etc., is over for the seventh year, for that year, calendar year. So therefore, you can begin to heap up the aremos of Zevel, the heaps of Zevel, for the purposes of the eighth year. Now, in many girsos, and you might find it in your Mishnah, Rab Meir doesn't say Mishayifshiku Ovdei Avoda, those who work in the fields, but rather Mishayifshiku Ovrei Avera, those people who during Shvius are doing the sin, and they're plowing and planting and working on Shemitah, when even they stop working because there's no more work to do, the Ovrei Avera, those who violate and do sins, from that point on, you're allowed to bring out the Ashposos. So which is the correct girsa? Ovdei Avoda, workers in the field, and meaning workers who work at the time of year, which in ordinary years, year 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, workers would have stopped working. What does it mean? Ovrei Avera, those people who stop working, the prohibited work that they've been doing all year, they finally stop doing it. At that point, you can bring out the Ashpotos. So it's very interesting that the commentary on the Mishnah called the Tosfos Anshei Shem, look in the Vilna Mishnayos, says, in the words of Rabbi Moshe Zakuta, in the Sefer Kol Ramaz, Rabbi Moshe Zakuta, so he says an interesting thing. You can't tell me, he says, that the Girsa is Ovrei Avera. Would the Mishnah use as a simon for when it's permissible to hit, to bring out the heaps of Zevel, go let's see what the sinners are doing. As if, well, every community there are a couple of sinners out there. We all know about them. They've been plowing and planting and whatnot all Shemitah long. And when they finally stop working, then you can bring out the heaps. He writes, Ech yitnu simon ledin koleil me'averas rishoyim. How can we imagine that the Mishnah would give us a simon, a criterion, a general criterion, is when Rishoyim stop doing their rishus, when the sinners stop sinning? He continues, V'chi b'chol mokom hayu poshim me'Yisroel laharshia kol kach b'farheshia. Did every community have its 10-20% of the people, of the farmers who are out there working during Shemitah? You can't say it's Ovrei Avera, and therefore he prefers Ovdei Avoda, people who normally during the 6 years of the cycle were would have stopped working. This is the question. The first Mishnah answers the question of when in the year is it permissible to clear out this Zevel. You must understand a little bit about, you know, what life was like in the old days. Life was like in the old days that the animal dung and the rotted fruits and vegetables, etc., were heaped up somewhere in the bayis or in the chotzer and were piled up there and they foul smelling. And so just for hygienic purposes, it was important to finally get rid of that stuff and to put it out in the field so that it would be useful for the future, for the eighth year. So that's why we understand this becomes such an important discussion in these Mishnayos today and tomorrow about the treatment of these heaps of compost, heaps of dung, heaps of natural fertilizer. The Mishnah now continues and asks, so how much or how many heaps and what size heaps, quantitative issues, can be shoveled out, brought out, transported out, and placed into the field? Ad kamo mizablim. How many heaps of zevel is it permissible to bring out and form with them ashpatos, major, large heaps of zevel? So the Mishnah says, Ad shalosh shalosh aspatos leves so. You can have three large heaps in a besah. A besah, we know, is a field where the area of the field is 50 by 50 amos. So you can have three large heaps within such a field, 50 by 50 amos. How large can each heap be? The Mishnah says, shel eser eser mashpelos. Each heap can be composed of 10 mashpelos, 10 wheelbarrows full, 10 containers, baskets, boxes full of zevel. Each one can contain 10 of these mashpelos, these wheelbarrows full. And how much can be in each wheelbarrow? Shelesech lesech. Each kupa, each box, container, wheelbarrow of fertilizer, of which you're allowed to have three ashposos, each ashpa composed of 10 mashpelos, 10 wheelbarrows or boxes. And each box can be the size of a lesech. A lesech is 15 so'a. A lesech is a chatzi kur. A kur is 30 so'a. So a lesech is a half of a kur, half of 30 so'a, 15 so'a. So each heap of the three heaps that you can have for a base so'a, for an area 50 by 50 amos, each heap can be full of 10 mashpelos, each mashpel which contains a lesech or 15 so'a. The Mishnah continues and says, Mosifin al hamashpelos, v'ein mosifin al hashpatos. Each ashpa can be even more than 10 mashpelos. You can have 15 mashpelos, 20 mashpelos in each ashpa, but you can't have more than 3 ashpatos. Rabbi Shimon Omer af al ho ashpatos. Rabbi Shimon says you could even have more than 3 ashpatos. His reason being, and the reason, in general, the rationale behind this Mishnah is, if you have such a large heap, it doesn't look like you're actually fertilizing the field. It looks like you're storing it for the future, which is permissible. For the future here is the eighth year when it's permissible to fertilize your field. Rab Shimon says, it makes sense what he's saying, even though the halacha is not like Rab Shimon, that if you have an ashpa, a heap, the size of these heaps, then what's the difference if you have 3 or if you have 5 in an area of a base? So it certainly is not, you're not fertilizing. It's a storage heap, not a heap of actual fertilizing material. So therefore, Rav Shimon says you can even be marba the ashpatos, the halacha of the kama, 3 mashpatos per beisa, but there's no maximum sign, no upper limit to how large each ashpa would be. You might even argue the larger, the better. A small ashpa, let's say of less than 10 mashpelos, might look like you're putting fertilizer right there in the field, and that would not be appropriate. And so we have completed lesson number 10, and we have begun the third chapter of Maseches Shviyos. We finished the first two Mishnayos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Beis, and we have finished lesson number 10.